One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together in this new year, man, the 2nd of January. My name is Ray, and of course, we are going to be journeying right through up to 7 o'clock, back to basics, the name of the show. I will be talking to Sipho Paulus Radebe and also touching base with Ujabulani Dominic. And the issue here, it is to talk about having faith in the Father. Having faith in the Father as to what it is all about. You know, the word says, without faith, it is impossible to please the Father. So if you are actually facing a new year, there are new challenges, there are new expectations, new uncertainties, new goals, new motives, new standards, new levels. One needs to actually have faith to attend to this, have faith to go on to this. The previous year has been a painful year. I don't know with you, but we've lost quite a lot of people, man. We lost quite a lot of people, and it has been quite a very sad year for most of us. And one at some point becomes a bit discouraged because of what has taken place and the attitude that you would hear people casting about when it comes to this issue. And it is amazing that, you know, faith in the Father is not spoken of that much. So I'll be starting to talk with Ujabulani Dominic and, of course, to tell us. Jabu, welcome. Greetings to you, man. And, of course, what does it mean to have faith in the Father?
Greetings, my friend, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for this opportunity just to fellowship in the Word. Let me greet also the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus Christ who are listening at this time. What a wonderful topic that we are going to be learning about tonight, having faith in the Father. This is really an exciting topic, and I believe that the Lord is going to teach us, you know, a lot, you know. So having faith in the Father, so that is when we really believe in God. That is when we have invested, you know, our trust, our hope in God. So, but how do we achieve that? How do we do that? According to the word of God in the book of John chapter 3, verse 16, let us start it from there. It says, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Mm. So that was God's love for every one of us, that we should have eternal life.
Yes.
So how do we have faith in God? By believing in him. Mm. So he says, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, you know. So it means, you know, for us to be able not to perish, but to live forever, just like God. He never dies.
Yeah.
He is immortal. For us also to experience death in our lives, it is by faith. It's when we believe in him, when we really like accept him as everything to us, you know, because we are talking about having faith in him. So having faith in him is when you understand that on your own you cannot live. There is nothing that you can do. You cannot live forever on your own. Every man is guaranteed to die at some point in time in this life. You know, whether you are the super anointed or you are, but, you know, you are guaranteed the body that you have will never enter, will never inherit heaven, will never inherit the kingdom of God, the physical. I'm referring to the physical body. So that on its own, now it's a guarantee that we need God to live forever. And so when we trust in God and rely on God and depend on God, you know, that is when we are guaranteed that we can live forever, according to this word that I've quoted in John 3:16, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Our guarantee to live forever and never to perish is only when we believe in God. So having faith in God, having faith in the Father, is trusting God for you to live forever. Is trusting God for you, you know, like even when you are no more in your body, but to still exist. That is only possible when you trust in God, you believe in Him, as the word says. You know, also, you know, to support the very same scripture that I've quoted, the very same, actually not the very same book, but if you go to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verse 10, the word of God says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified." You see, we are not justified by our own acts of righteousness or by our own works, but we are justified by faith. We are justified by believing in God. And then it continues to say, "And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." So even salvation comes by faith. It's not something that like you can really buy or maybe achieve or maybe, you know, like receive from a certain church. But it's the grace of God. When you believe in Him, when you, that scripture in Romans 10:10, it says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified." So what is to have faith in the Father, you know, is when you believe with your heart for the justification of God upon your life. That is having faith in the Father. So in other words, it's believing with your heart to God for your justification. So it means you cannot justify yourself by your own acts of righteousness, by saying that, no, I'm a believer, I read the Bible 3 times a day, or maybe I go to church, therefore I am, you know, a child of God. No, it's by believing with your heart, then you are justified. And then it says, if you continue, it says, "And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." Uh-huh. We are saved by faith. So having faith in the Father, you know, is when we believe in our hearts and we are justified. And we also do not just believe in our, but we also profess with our mouths that Christ is Lord, that God Himself raised Him from the dead. Then we become saved by that faith that you profess. That is having faith in the Father. I hope that it's clear, you know, and that this is, I'm finding this very powerful, that even our salvation is not because of what we've done, but it's because of the grace of God. It's because of, you know, like being able to really believe in our hearts. And then He justifies us. And we profess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead. And then we become faith. We become saved, you know, because of that faith that we are professing. That is how we have faith in the Father. Mm. That is the means for us really to have faith in the Father. Make sure that your heart is full of believing, is full of the Word of God.
Make sure that your heart is full of faith and is full of the Word of the Father. It's important, therefore, there that, you know, we know that faith cometh by hearing the Word of the Father. It's important to know that, the Word of Yahuwah Elohim. And of course, as we face this new year, you are looking into it and you're saying, "By faith I shall overcome, by faith I shall stand firm, and by faith I shall be established." Have faith for your children, have faith for your spouse, have faith for your family, yourselves. Have faith that this is going to be a year of life. You know, you will be alive, you know, and see the glory of the Father in the land of the living. It's important to also take that into consideration and never allow yourself to slip down because of some doubts. All right, coming up next, we will be talking more to Jablan Even. And as I said, it's a Sunday feel of a sort. Some good music is coming in handy.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust you are well and everything is going good with you. And of course, we are opening up the year, man. This is our first show, and I believe that you are, you know, enjoying the company when it comes to faith, the issue of faith, you know. And Jablade has been looking into the book of Hebrews, and he will expatiate even far much more with regards to faith, what faith is even all about. And, you know, without faith, we cannot please the Father, you know. Without faith, we cannot even hear him, you know. Without faith, because his faith is his spirit. If we do not look into the very aspect of us growing in the faith or our faith being increased, we will have less and less time of hearing him, understanding, seeing his revelation, and of course his direction. So it's important to have faith with this regard. Jabu, what do you say there?
We're still in having faith in the Father. So I also want to add on what already God has spoken, you know, like actually, according to the word of Hebrews also. Hebrews also chapter 12, verse 2. You're going to say that I only know about Hebrews. No, that's what the Lord wants to say. That's what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The one who's got ears, listen to what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. So there it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Hallelujah. So having faith in God is fixing your eyes on Jesus, because yeah, he is the author and the finisher of our salvation. This one even makes it very fancy. It says that he is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Hallelujah. And it continues to say, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So even also, the journey that we have taken to follow God, to follow Jesus, it's not an easy journey. It's not a simple journey. I believe that you'll agree with me, my friend. Hallelujah. Yeah. Otherwise, if we want to deceive people, we can tell them that it's easy and it's, you know, like it's just nice if we want to deceive them. But to be honest with you, exactly as Christ suffered in this journey, so also, if we are his followers, we are his disciples, we share in his sufferings. So that is why, that is where having faith in the Father comes in. What is going to keep you in the journey moving is having faith in the Father. Exactly like Christ, exactly like the Lord. It says, you know, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. So also, how are you going to survive the temptations that you are having, the sufferings that you are facing, you know, like the troubles that are thrown, by the devil, all the attacks of, how are you going to survive them? You're not going to focus on those things that you're experiencing, but you're going to focus on Jesus. You're going to focus on the joy that is set before you. After all those things have passed, there is a joy that is set for you. There is a celebration. There is a reward from God. That is how you can be able to really enjoy in this journey, you know. And that is how you can be able to keep having faith in the Father. You not fix your eyes on the things you're experiencing, but you fix them on the joy that is set for you.
Yeah.
In other words, you fix them on the reward. You fix them on the crown. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You fix them on Christ. You know, our reward, our crown is Christ himself, the hope of glory. That is why it says they're fixing our eyes on Jesus, the perfecter and the finisher of our salvation, or of our faith. You know, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. We scorn the shame of the cross, because the cross symbolizes shame. Hallelujah. If you can study the history of the cross, you will see that it was a shameful thing to be crucified. Hallelujah. So it means that you were, you like, wawu umuntu uselelesi esasonile kangokuthi, like, there was no forgiveness from into yenzile. The only thing that you deserved was to be hung on the cross.
On a tree.
To Jesus. Hallelujah. So it was a shameful thing. You know, it was a shameful thing to be hung on the cross. But he like, you know, like the word of God says, scorning is shame. Christ scorned the shame of the cross. In other words, he despised all the shame about, you know, being crucified for our sins. So also, you know, we keep moving in the journey by looking down on all the things that are trying to trouble us, to disturb us, you know. All, you know, like the schemes that the devil is trying to really maneuver against us. We look down on them because we know that there is a joy set for us. There is a victory guaranteed for us. Because we are having faith in the Father.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We fix our eyes on Jesus. So how do we have, how are we having faith in the Father? By fixing our eyes, our faith on Jesus, actually our eyes on Jesus, our author and the finisher of our salvation. And also by, you know, like scorning the shame of the cross and enduring the cross.
Yeah.
Because we know that there is a joy that is set before us.
Mm.
It says he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. So this is how also we can learn from our Lord. By looking down at those things that are trying to move us from God, move us from the faith, move us from believing. When people are trying to convince you that God does not exist, you look down on those things because you are, you are sure. You believe without a doubt that God is there. The fact that you are saved, you are born again, that is the proof enough that you are saved. You know, I was like testifying to some of the people that I grew up with, because those are the people that really, it's not easy sometimes to win to Christ. But I had an opportunity to testify to them that, brothers and sisters, you know me very well. You saw me growing up in front of you. You know every wrong thing that I've done as a young person. You know. You know that, you know, if it's drinking alcohol, you've seen me doing that. If it's like maybe having girlfriends, you've seen me doing that. Anything that young people do when they grow up.
Mm, absolutely. It's very important to take note of that and to say to ourselves, look, we need to have faith at all times. We need to live by faith. We need to understand that our connection with the Father is by faith. Christ is the facilitator of that faith. Christ is the facilitator of that faith. He says, I go to my Father, but I leave you not as often. I will ask him concerning the Comforter who will come, and he will teach you all things, things that I taught you, and even things to come. So it's important, therefore, there that we be filled with the Spirit of the Father, who by his faith guides us. And as we have faith in him, we are able to have what one can term as a blessed assurance that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will see us through, that he will deliver us from whatever it is that is planned against us, whatever arsenal that has been formed against us, whatever challenge we are facing, and that we are here at this stage and time, we are able to move forward with the confidence that he who deposited this faith in us is able to take us through and make us to obey him in a way that we would love to, in a way that makes us also to honor him by faith, doing things that please him, doing things that honor him at all times, making sure that we stay in his faith and he is found in us and his words of faith are written in us. A good song would do.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And one can say without a doubt, man, you know, many people have, you know, spoken to me for quite some time and they've said, well, one needs a certain amount of faith to do particular things. And sometimes they would say, wow, it takes an amount, a massive amount of faith to arrive at a particular level. You know, they had said that. Others had said, yo, this guy must be having some great faith in order to do what they had done. Or these people had believed the Father more than anyone else. Their faith was bigger than anyone else. That is why they arrived where they were. Now, the issue that I argue is, what kind of faith has a size? What kind of faith has a size? And what does the Father say with regards to that? When the disciples say, increase our faith, were they talking about the size of the faith? Or were they talking about the depth of them being in the faith? That they seem to have closed themselves somewhere at a particular amount. But what comes to mind with regards to this? I was able to ask you, Chablan, also this one. Chabu tells me, the size of faith, what comes to mind about this? Remember the scripture we read?
You know, I just quoted a scripture that is very powerful and important in this topic about having faith in the Father, which was quoted, actually was spoken by the Lord himself, you know, our Savior, the Messiah. When he said, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and taken to the sea, and it shall be so. Hallelujah. So those things are possible when you have faith, when you believe, you know. I want us also to look at a practical example of having faith in the Father, you know, to take someone that had faith in the Father so that we can make it practical and applicable also to our lives. Maybe when we are speaking like this, you know, it sounds like we are speaking Greek. But when you see people also who applied this, you know, faith to the Father, and that they were, you know, like they were never rejected, they were accepted, and also they saw God moving in their lives, you will be encouraged also to have faith in the Father. So let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11. Let's look at Sarah, you know, the wife of Abraham. It says there, and by faith even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was unable to bear children, because she considered him faithful who had made the promise.
Yeah.
She considered him faithful,
hey,
who had made the promise.
The promise, yes.
God had promised, you know. You can go back and check, you know, the context of the scripture where God had promised Abraham and Sarah that at their old age, they will give birth to a child.
Mm.
He had made a promise. So it says, Sarah, who was past childbearing age. So it means that, we are talking, my friend, who have got those reports where they've been told that you can no longer experience this because of, you know, like, you know, of the sickness or whatsoever.
Mm.
Maybe because of barrenness. You can't give birth to children. Mm. Hallelujah. Even Sarah, it was the case. She was barren.
Mm.
But God visited them and promised. So how did Sarah keep his faith in God? How did she had faith in God? It was to know that he is faithful who had promised.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So having faith in God is knowing that God is faithful to keep what he has promised.
Yeah.
Praise be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Having faith in God is knowing that God is faithful to keep what he has promised. Just like in the times of Sarai and Abraham. He promised them and he kept the promise. They gave birth to a son. They named him Isaac.
Mm.
That was the son of the promise. At the expense of, you know, the son of their rebellion or disobedience, Isaac. Actually, Ishmael. Many of us also, we have experienced that in our lives. At some point in time, we've been given bad reports, but we've sought our own solutions so that we can be able to really, appear as cool in the community or as whole. We came up with our own solutions like Abraham and Sarai. To fix the problem of the barrenness of Sarai, Sarai said, no, you can go into, you know, like my maiden or the slave woman, Hagar. And Abraham obeyed, you know. Hallelujah, because angazi mina abantu base beshadile ukuthi kwenzekani. Hallelujah. Ngoba bashadile angifuni ukwengena leyo kodwa bashadile bayazi.
Hayi ke.
No, Abraham walalela and did exactly that.
Mm.
And a son not of the promise was born, Ishmael. Many of us isn't esinazo so Ishmael because we do not have faith in God. Mm. We do not know that God is faithful to keep what he has promised. You know, hallelujah. Maybe my brother, my sister, you still like waiting on God, you know, to get married. You know, I know that this one everyone is going to love, especially, you know, people at my age. You're waiting on God to bless you with a wife or a husband, you know. And God has really guaranteed you that you will. He is going to bless you. But many of the brothers and sisters, they have come to a point where they can't wait anymore. And then they've come up with their own plans. Was to lelanyana naye uze waze washo ukuthi hayi, you know, ngizosindiselwa mina. Uyazi, uNkulunkulu uzomguqula, uzomshintsha.
Mkokodela.
But there is Ishmael. There is not Isaac. There is not the marriage of the promise. There is not the husband of the promise. There is not the wife of the promise. But when you are having faith in God, you will wait on God because he is faithful to keep what he has promised.
Mm. He is faithful to keep what he has promised at all times. And it is something that we should take into consideration, that the Father is faithful to keep what he has promised. I wonder, what is it that you trust the Father with? That the Father, you know, that the Father is faithful to keep that promise. I wonder what it is. Perhaps maybe you can always send us a message and tell us, I believe the Father is faithful to do this, you know, just as many messages as you can. I believe the Father is able to do this. And I'm not talking resolutions here. I'm talking about the will of the Father. I believe the Father is willing and he's able to do these kinds of things in my life and to make me arrive at a particular level. It's very important to also look into that. It says he's taking me from glory to glory. He's extending my tent. He's increasing my reach. He is also expanding my territory, you know. And all this is happening because I've put my trust in him. I've put my confidence in him. I rely on him. It is him who takes me from one step to another, from glory to glory, from growth to growth. It is him who takes me through situations. He's able to see me through even when all the odds are tied against me. He is able to see me through. This is something we should take into consideration and mind. Something that we should always say about the Father. He has never broken any of the promises that he has made to his children. So he won't start breaking them with you or me. He will continue to be who he is. The same yesterday, today and forevermore. The same faithful Father.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years, as well as books, CDs, and more on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Coming to the final part of the matter with Ujablan Dominic, some of the things we really need to warn about, especially when it comes to faith, we need to be careful about some of the things. And of course, also we need to take caution of what the Father says. And singasambeli siyozicalela izinto zethu, where we start our own things. And we design our own kind of things. Nemishato nanani. And we claim ukuthi it is by faith. We should be careful. Ngale mikhwabaniso ekhona. You know, one thing, Jabu, is that the Father is able to keep what he has promised. What comes to mind?
So be encouraged to continue to trust God and wait on the Lord. And how do you wait? By having faith in him. And how do you have faith in him? By believing, by taking heed his word. Feed yourself with the word will keep you believing in God, believing in his promises. The word will keep you also focused on him. It will give you the strength enough. When those temptations hit, you know, on all the corners, but the word will encourage you.
Yeah.
When even people are ridiculing you.
And they are saying all kinds of things.
When people are ridiculing you, like looking down on you, despising you, saying funny things. Ugoti, the clock is ticking.
Hey.
Ay. Mkwenyan. Every day, but I don't take it into my head, hallelujah, because I am watching. Actually, I am fixing my eyes on Jesus,
yeah,
the author and the finisher of my salvation. Hallelujah. Sometimes I even feel like to sing them a song that I've heard. Ukuthi othimang thatha umfazi makakhiphe ilobolo. Praise be to Jesus. Because we are going to fast. But God is working all the things for our benefit. Let us keep on waiting on him. Let us keep on having faith in him.
Yeah.
Out of the fullness of time, you will see. Praise be to Jesus. I hope that the young adults are even saying the big amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
unless if you've already done like Sarah and did and make a plan with Abraham. Otherwise, you're going to get Ishmael instead of getting Isaac, the son of the promise. Nations came out of Isaac, but not from Ishmael. Let us wait on God. Let us have faith in God, in Jesus' name.
At all times, let us have faith in him, and let us stay focused on him. And as we go to the last minutes of the first hour, Chabu, what are some of the other things that come to mind?
Oh, without a doubt that he exists. That is having faith in him. Hallelujah.
Mm.
That is having faith in him, knowing that he exists without any proofs, without any miracle signs and wonders. Because those are to convince the world. They are to convince non-believers, you know, that he is there so that they can believe that he is there. But for us, Bazalwane, you know, the fact that I'm born again is the greatest miracle. That is why when people define the greatest miracle, they always refer to salvation.
Yeah.
There will never be a miracle that will experience that supersedes salvation. Hallelujah. So the fact that you are born again, you are saved, that's the greatest miracle. You don't need any other miracle. If God does those miracles, it's out of his will. But to convince you that he is there, no. You must know he is there. Without goosebumps, without any, you know, feelings of, you know, like some people want to feel something. Even other people, when they are defining the presence of God, they will say they felt things. But I want to, you know, God is spirit. When Christ was approached, actually met that woman, the Samaritan woman, he says that the time is coming when those who worship, they will worship me in truth and in spirit. In spirit and in truth. Because he is spirit. So how can we expect to feel the one who is spiritual, to feel him physically? It's impossible. That is why you will always be lost when you want to see God physically. Like you want, you know, even these pictures that they throw and they say this picture is the picture of Jesus, this one is the picture of God. That is, you know, there is nothing like that. There is no picture that is really actually portraying God's image. The picture that portrays God's image in the true sense of his word and his will is you. You as a person. Me. I'm made in the likeness of God. When you want to see God, look at me. This is how God is. Let me look at you. This is how God is. We are the reflection of who God is. So we don't need any proof, any signs, any miracles. Having faith in God is knowing that he exists. Knowing that he is there. Without a doubt, and without any proofs that must be made, you know, as I've explained according to Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1 to 6. Né? So also I want to support this scripture with the word that is found from the book of Romans, the very same book, Romans chapter 10, you know, and verse 17. How do we receive faith? How can we be able to have faith? Maybe that's the question that you are asking yourself. Né? So I just want to explain it, you know, quickly. Let us open that scripture, you know, Romans chapter 10 from verse 17.
Now, as we are looking into that, we are getting to the final remarks, Jabu. And what say you at the end?
You grow up, you know.
Yeah.
But look at me. You know even exactly when the Lord came to me and saved my soul. You know exactly when this journey started. But look at the time now, and I'm still standing. I'm still the same as when you saw me when I was, like, accepting the Lord way back. Things haven't changed. And it's only because of God's grace. It's only because of God's love. It's only because of God's mercy that I'm still standing. Hallelujah. So, and if he can do it for me, there is no reason that... Actually, there is nothing that can stop him to do it for you. Hallelujah. That is how I was testifying, you know, really. I was using my life as an example that brothers, sisters, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Because the very things that they are struggling about is not the it's not the new things. As the word says, with the sins that we are facing, it's not like a new sin. It's common things. It's common sins. But God comes up with ways for us to escape. So there is an escape for anyone. So maybe you are there also, trying to find out how you can be delivered from this addiction. Maybe it's drug addiction. Maybe it's pornographic addiction. Maybe it's, you know, you are abusing alcohol. Or you are even abusive in the relationships, you know. Or it can be just, you know, cases that you are experiencing in your life and you really... You're like asking yourself, when will things work out for my good? Allow God to save you. Allow God to restore you. believe in him. Romans 10:10. You know. Romans 10:10. You know, if you believe in your heart, you are justified. Hallelujah. If you believe in your heart, it doesn't speak about works. It doesn't say that if you believe and do 1, 2, 3, then you are justified. It says if you believe in your heart, you are justified. Believe tonight that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God raised him from the dead. And it says when you do so, you will be saved. Hallelujah. You will be saved. So even tonight, that is how you can be able to move out of those situations that you are facing. That is how you can be translated from that life that you are living to this new life that God has kept in store for you by having faith in him. So I want to encourage you to profess your faith in God and to profess that Christ indeed is Lord. Mm. You will see. It all started late. Maybe my friend also, you can share your very same testimony also how it started. That there is nothing, you know, like super that we have to share.
Absolutely.
You just believe in the Lord.
Absolutely.
As simple as it is.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be in a big crusade in Nigeria or wherever. Even in a room there, God is there.
Yeah.
As I said at first, that he is Jehovah Shammah, the one that is there. So there by your room, God is there. You can just, you know, like believe that he is there and start to really trust in him and start to open your ears and your heart to what he is saying, and your faith will grow and you will see all those things, they will start to vanish one by one. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how we can have faith in the Father. I believe that the Lord has taught us so much, you know.
Absolutely.
I so much believe, you know.
Absolutely.
And we give him all the praise because he's the one who is teaching.
He's the one who is teaching us. Thank you so much, Jabu. Thank you. We really appreciate. And of course, in the next hour, we are going to touch base with Usipho Bolos. Khadebe. And hear what he says. Also about doubt, the opposite of what Jabu was talking about.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.